Data centers to power artificial intelligence are popping up around the country to significant outcry over their power and water usage. Leon County has not yet adopted a moratorium, but county commissioners are discussing the possibility. Gina Jordan discusses the controversy.
Hey guys, I did some Googling, and the U.S. has over 4,000 active and planned data centers. Did you guys know that?
I certainly knew it was a lot.
Florida has at least 110 data centers, according to this website called Data Center Map. And it shows four in the Tallahassee area.
Yeah, now, I mean, driving around, I know you see a lot of national media, the conversations on these like large scale data centers. And when you drive around Tallahassee, you don't really see anything of that like large industrial scale that's getting like heavily popularized in the media right now.
Yeah, and when you look at data centers, you have to take into account that there are a difference between the data centers that you are used for storage and data centers that are more focused on AI and having to be cooled by water. And that's where more of the issue comes with these localized data centers.
Yeah, and with that, I know that when a data center is just required to like store information, that's a totally different ball game than having to actually do computing and generate requests when someone puts in an artificial intelligence query, whether they want to generate a meme image or answer, what they should make in a chocolate chip cookie recipe. I mean, it makes sense that the main concern nationally is on those generative AI data centers because of the scale and the resources needed to get them running.
Yeah. So I'm thinking in terms of these gigantic centers that you see and that you hear people being very upset about. One of the things we know is that there are concerns about utility usage, but a big thing too that's been talked about quite a bit in the Big Bend is the water usage. And Leon County has been talking about a moratorium, at least, on whether to allow data centers, but other surrounding counties have plugged in moratoriums. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, so Jackson County and Wakulla County both brought to the table ideas for a one-year moratorium. This would allow them to be able to do more research into these data centers and let them be able to better understand how they're going to affect their counties, both on an environmental impact and a financial impact. Now, Jackson County switched the script up at one of their commissioners' meetings and decided to go for a full-on ban of data centers. And this has kind of started a wave throughout surrounding counties. So Wakulla was next to also impact this ban on these centers.
So yeah, Wakulla, I know the big concern is Wakulla Springs. How might the Springs be impacted by a data center potentially?
So I spoke with Erin Ryan, the Associate Dean for Environmental Programs at FSU, and she said that one of the main concerns when it comes to these data centers is the amount of water that it pulls out of our Florida aquifers, which the entire state is above an underground aquifer.
Florida is so bound up with its water resources, both above and below ground. As you know, the Florida aquifer lies beneath much of North Florida, and if we go further down, the Biscayne aquifer. But the problem is when you pump out to cool these data centers, millions of gallons of water, hundreds of thousands for a small data center, and millions of gallons a day for a large data center is going to be pumped out of the aquifer, which has a number of problems. It's going to compete directly with the water needs that local people have for residential purposes, for agriculture, and for existing municipal utilities. And as you know, we've been under a drought here in North Florida for quite a while, and the drought has already drawn down the aquifer. When the aquifer gets drawn down, we here in North Florida, we take our water from the aquifer, and a lot of our water in North Florida would be useful in South Florida too, where demand is even higher. But when the aquifer is under stress, it causes here in North Florida, it makes us vulnerable to sinkholes. It can drop the water table that can dry out, shallow wells. And in the South, it can lead to saltwater intrusion. When the water table goes down, it makes it, it changes the water pressure in the aquifer that allows saltwater from the ocean to kind of creep inland into places where it wouldn't normally be. And that can be devastating to the freshwater supplies that communities there draw on.
Another concern that she brought up was the pollutants that come from the water that is put back into these springs, not just the pollutants from interacting with the computers themselves, but also the pollutants of the water gets heated up. When it goes through and cools it down, the water that's released back out is hot. And that is classified as a pollutant in the environmental studies because it leads to the fish end up dying because of the heat that comes out.
The water that is used to cool data centers is going to be returned eventually to the environment if it doesn't evaporate away, but it's going to come in hot. And that hot water can change the environment it returns to. It can change the ecosystems. It can threaten aquatic life. It's considered a pollutant under the Clean Water Act. Hot water is not the same thing as the original the temperature of water that is drawn out. And there are additives that are used to prevent the water in these cooling mechanisms from, prevent algal growth and whatnot. And those are pollutants as well. It's all connected, right? The water that, we rely on is all ultimately connected in, if not above ground, below ground. So if there, and we're as a state, we are all connected. If there is a water emergency in the south, but there's water to be had in the north, the state could authorize, water transfers in various ways.
Well, a lot of concern. So right now, what is the status and what color? They're talking about a moratorium or they have put in place?
So, Wakulla County has passed a ban that is going to be discussed later in July. The process that it will work for them is that they will bring it forward to the board as an ordinance to vote on. It seems very heavily that they are going to vote in a 5-0 kind of manner. One of the commissioners spoke about the fact that how they vote might allow them to dissuade the data centers from even coming to the area, which was met with very loud support from the community. There's a clip from Valerie Russell.
So we'll deal with that when it comes, right? So if we can prevent it, maybe they won't even want to come here because we already told them no, right?
Okay, so yeah, definitely it sounds like the residents of Wakulla want nothing to do with anything like this. And also, you have been covering what's been happening in Jackson County.
Yeah, so it really started in Jackson County. They came forward with a moratorium. There was an outcry of people in the community from Facebook talking about this is not something that we want. There was a plan for a solar farm to be built in the area. And this is a tactic that has been seen before throughout the country where they propose a solar farm, but then when they start to review the building plans, it's not a solar farm, it's a data center. And so a lot of people were concerned, and the community came out in droves to the commissioner's meeting to talk about it. And at the first commissioner's meeting, they decided to put in a 1-year moratorium. They wanted to see. Get more information on data centers, get more educated on it. They wanted to see how the Senate Bill 484 would be maintained that goes into effect July 1st. And that was then put on an ordinance for 2 weeks later to discuss on June 9th. And at that meeting, it was proposed, hey, let's not do an ordinance. Let's do a full-on ban. This is what the people want. They want us to ban this and not have it here. And Jackson County is not open for business. One of the residents, Elijah Simmons, voiced his concern and his approval of this ban and hoping that it would spread throughout the other counties, which it then would into Wakulla County.
So I think Jackson County leading the charge, both the people and our commissioners signing this ban, it's inspirational for the counties all around to kind of, do a similar thing. Because if they do it in Walton, it's still going to affect us here in Jackson. If they do it in Holmes, it'll still affect us here in Jackson, and vice versa. So all of us kind of coming together to show that we can get these things banned if you just mob the county commissioner office, you can make a difference. I think it's a phenomenal thing. And I think the vote is in a direct response to all the people who showed up at the first meeting and this one.
So while there was a vast majority that was in favor of this ban, there are some that have some skepticism. There was a resident, Chuck Thiel, who is worried about the business opportunities that Jackson County might miss out on by banning data centers so early and not having enough knowledge and putting the cart before the horse.
I think it's short-sighted for the benefit of Jackson County. Jackson County can't develop its businesses without good infrastructure, and the infrastructure that's included in a data center is important.
So after they discussed the change from a moratorium to a ban, there was a little hesitancy from the commissioner's board. Originally, it seemed like it was going to be a 5-0 unanimous vote, but then it started to teeter onto a 4-1 because Commissioner Paul Donofrio Jr. started to ask the questions of the financial impact that this might have and leaning more towards the idea of a moratorium to be able to research it. However, he did end up rescinding his vote and it was passed 5-0 and went into effect on June 23rd.
So looking now to Leon County, Tristan, you've been covering city and county, and we know that in Leon, Commission Chair Christian Caban has proposed a discussion to look into a moratorium. Where does that stand in Leon?
I mean, certainly in Leon County, you have kind of the split between the two different governments here, right? So Leon County at this point is moving forward with drafting that ordinance on a moratorium to put a stoppage on putting those large-scale data centers in Leon County until a more research and more dedicated, detailed, specific rules and policies could be implemented. Now, a motion made at the city of Tallahassee by Commissioner Jeremy Matlow and backed by Jack Porter would have created an ordinance against data centers in the community. And now the three commissioner majority on the commission voted down considering moving forward with that ordinance. So Leon County seems to be moving towards doing an ordinance related to at least pumping the brakes on any data centers coming in, while the city hasn't moved on any policy related to that. Something I've been covering very closely is the fact that we're in the middle of contentious and packed local elections here in Leon County, where that kind of 3-2 split that's dominated at City Hall has the potential to change. So kind of this data center issue at the candidate forums that were hosted at WFSU Studios came up a lot, especially during the mayor's race conversation. Jeremy Matlow is running for mayor, but there's also several other people contending for that mayor seat, including former Democratic State Senator Loran Osley, civil rights attorney Daryl Parks, and IT entrepreneur Michael Faust. They all had ranging different opinions on whether the city should enact a moratorium or a ban on bringing these data centers here.
And so we hosted a forum in our studios, and here is how they answered the question of whether AI data centers should come to Tallahassee.
Counties, including almost all of Tallahassee's neighboring counties, are putting moratoriums or a ban on data centers. Tallahassee voted the idea down, saying it wasn't necessary. Do you support a moratorium? In 30 seconds, Michael Faust will begin with you.
No, I don't support a moratorium. Probably things that we can't, there's land we can't control. But what I would do instead of building a brand new data center is use our existing to co-locate resources in those, and that we could then negotiate good contracts to keep our utility rates down. We could also make money off of these companies by putting their servers in our existing data centers.
Jeremy Matlow.
I supported the ban. I proposed the ban. Tallahassee doesn't have enough land to dedicate to a massive AI data center. It has negative impacts on our water quality as well as strain on our electrical grid. It doesn't make sense for a city like Tallahassee. And I think we need a proactive ban in place. Currently, any developer could come with a PUD request and move that forward to propose a data center. An outright ban by ordinance would require a totally different process of repealing a ban before one could ever be considered. That's an important distinction and one we need in Tallahassee.
Thank you. Daryl Parks.
I would not support the ban, mainly because I think when you get an issue like this, it's important to study the pros and cons of the proposed action. And as a mayor, I think our mayor needs to find every possible way to help our economy when they can. So studying it in detail would be something I would do, then make a decision as to what we do or not do.
Okay, and Loran Osley, finish us off.
Bottom line is, we are all using the data and we need data centers, but I do not think they should be in Leon County.
Okay, thank you.
So at this point, the county, based on the actions of what Christian Caban was pushing for, seems to be heading towards that one-year moratorium on preventing data centers in Leon County. As far as anything specifically in Tallahassee, the brakes are paused on that for now. But as you heard from these mayoral candidates, what could be coming as far as city of Tallahassee policy could be largely contingent on what happens in these next elections.
Okay, so looking at some of the discussions that have been had in Leon County, Nick Zateslo spoke during public comment at a recent county commission meeting. He's a Tallahassee native. He's a congressional candidate, but he also has done a lot of work in AI, and he had some interesting observations.
People assume that data centers are a rural problem, and they're not. Across the country, these facilities are being built into and next to urban neighborhoods. Tallahassee is a perfect spot for a lot of these things to happen because we have land right around Tallahassee, and Leon County is going to be a target. Residents describe a constant low hum from cooling equipment that never stops day or night. They say they can feel it in their bones, in their teeth. It's like sitting next to a diesel truck. Neighborhoods running measurably hotter than the areas around them because of the output and the change in the climate that these things create, and diesel exhaust when those generators run, and we know they're going to run because we have hurricanes here. Large campuses, and by large, I mean hundreds and thousands of acres. This is not a normal thing that we're used to thinking about. These generators run by the dozens and sometimes hundreds. Down near Tampa, there's a site that needs 600 hospital diesel generators. I don't know how many TMH has, but probably about two. You're talking 600 on that one site. And the sales pitch never really matches the reality. The pitch is jobs, and they don't exist. The temporary construction jobs and the permanent operational jobs are much, much different. A few dozen jobs for imported experts managing robots to do the work. The standard ratio across the industry is enormous land, enormous power, enormous water, and a small permanent workforce, most of it specialized and brought in from outside of our area. What I want to do is to make sure that our people, our land, and our economy are protected from what's coming. We need a moratorium, and that stops the clock. But the permanent answer is a land development code change, and I have model packages I've been presenting to counties all around the area. I was just in Jackson County this morning. They actually did their ban and put that in. We have many counties around the area doing that, and I'm trying to go to all of them and give this same information to everybody, not partisan, just trying to help.
And then Commissioner Nick Maddox followed up with his thoughts about this.
The part that bothers me most about this, about data centers, is their location. They're usually located within low-income areas. And you said it's not if they're coming to Tallahassee. The research has said through our conversations, the conversations I had with her, that we already have four of them here. And if you looked at the map and the placement, they're placed right in the middle of neighborhoods that look just like me. And so, Mr. Chair, I'll take your lead on this, but this is an issue that we absolutely have to deal with. I'm glad that our speaker brought it up, and I look forward to however you want to handle it, Mr. Chair. But the moratorium might not be a bad idea, but altogether, this education about what this is, who this is, and how it affects our Leon County residents needs to be a public education campaign around that, because it's no small feature.
And let's just say that we have heard various candidates running for office around the Big Bend weigh in on these data centers. Yen Bailey is one of them. She's a congressional candidate who chatted with Randy after the Jackson County Commission meeting where a moratorium was approved.
Even the thought of a data center coming into this community at this time is irresponsible, you know, with our water levels being what they are. But even if we were not in a drought situation, these data centers don't bring, you know, any benefit that they bring to this community are far outweighed by the harms that come along with it.
All right, and so they passed a moratorium for a year, 5-0 vote. What are your thoughts on having the moratorium for the next year?
Well, it's a good start, but I mean, it needs to be extended. I mean, this is a data center does not need to come into an area that relies on aquifers, that relies on springs, and where our water system could affect not just this area but all of the surrounding areas.
So, Tristan, There are political implications here, yes?
Absolutely. And the state legislation that passed that gave control of regulation about whether these data centers exist in communities to these local governments has, you know, given a tremendous political football for people running for local office, looking to get support. It's no secret that this has been a widely talked about topic from the right and the left going into this election cycle around the country. And, you know, that bill passed because a lot of local governments didn't really have a say in the data center rollout around the country. Some areas like more suburban and rural Virginia that saw a lot of this data center spike initially, residents there saw a lack of local control and skyrocketing utility prices. And while a lot of these, you know, state bills prevent the electricity costs from these data centers rolling over to consumers and give water regulation to local water advisory boards, right? Still kind of the political football of whether data centers are allowed or not in these regions are up to these local governments. And like here in Leon County and other areas, kind of the control of those local governments is set to change this year. So it has a lot of local residents asking, you know, these candidates and people vying to represent them locally, what are their thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, well, and especially I feel for people who are seeing what looks to be like a gigantic AI data center. That's what that looks like. And now that's going in my backyard and I had no say in it. I guess that is the question, how much can local leaders control? And at some point, might that be taken out of the control of local leaders?
At this point, with the state legislation that was passed, it seems like local governments will have a say in the regulation of the placement, whether it's the ordinancing and the general regulations for these placements of these data centers in people's communities. You know, there was a lot of, at the state capitol this year, there was a lot of discussion beyond just data centers about AI in general. You know, there's discussions about regulating the technology and its access to children, regulating how it could be used for mental health purposes. And a lot of those proposals stalled, but the one that both chambers of the Florida legislature agreed on was giving local governments a say over the placements of these data centers in their communities. So for now, that's the direction they're going. But, you know, with this bill only being in effect for a day now and these ordinances still in the drafting phase, you know, history is being written right now about what the rollout and what the future of local control versus whether data centers are allowed or not, what that actually looks like in practice.
Yeah. Randy, what do you think? I know you've been following the legislation as well. What do you think? What can you tell us about these bills and the potential impact?
So one of them that is a very big deal, especially in Wakulla County, and they talked about this for a while, is Florida Senate Bill 1576 and Florida Senate Bill 330, otherwise known as the PAWS Act. And basically, both of these bills state that you can't stop residential utility and have them disconnected during times of extreme weather. So extreme heat when we're in the high weather index or extreme freeze below 32. And why these bills would come to mind during this is that when these large scale data centers are incorporated into the communities, they never turn off. They're constantly using electricity. And there's only a set amount of supply that a utility can provide them when it comes to the electrical side of things, that it leaves less for the residents. So in times of these high heat, these data centers would need more cooling to come in, which would have them pull in more electricity, which would then be in contrast to these two Senate bills. And so Wakulla County, the commissioner's board, was very worried about allowing that in their area due to the fact that it would be in violation of another law. So they were considering putting in a moratorium for about 18 months to see when this would take effect, how it would affect throughout the year, throughout a hurricane season, and then see where they would be at.
Okay. So it sounds like there's still a lot that is unknown and we are sort of winging it. Local governments are just trying to figure it out as quickly as these new data centers are seeking to be built. Okay. So any last thoughts about the data center issue and what residents should know?
Data centers are a problem not just on the environmental side and the financial side, but one part that a lot of people tend to overlook is the noise pollution that these create. Since they are constantly running 24 hours a day, you are constantly having these machines whir. And most of these are that have been proposed in the state of Florida. There was one that was proposed over in Lake Okeechobee that they ended up shutting down, but it was next to a sprawling neighborhood. And these people would have had to hear this noise constantly throughout the night. And so we tend to focus more on the environmental impacts and the financial impacts, but we got to think about, you know, where these places, things are going to be placed and what benefits there could be to Florida, but we have to weigh in the risks that they pose to the environment.
Yeah. And additionally, you know, I talked a little bit about the political implications or how it's being used heading into an election year, but it's also made interesting bedfellows on this policy front. It's generally something that a lot of people are concerned about. So you've seen people on the right and the left making this a core part of their messaging strategy heading into the elections. You have, you know, Jeremy Matlow, local candidate for mayor here, who leans on the more progressive side on the political spectrum. And then you have candidates like James Fishback for governor, who are more far right and, you know, have gotten a lot of media attention, messaging heavily about these data centers as well. It seems like anti-data center sentiment isn't one that's being held to one party over another. It's a wide concern that's transcending partisan bounds and levels of partisanship.
WFSU reporters Tristan Wood, Randy Vuxta, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Bye, Gina. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.